What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good morning. It's May 24th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Nikki.
Hello.
And this morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 9, verse 48. And verse 48 reads, "Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all will be great." You know, we hear this or something like this often from Jesus. In Matthew 18:4, he says, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Then later in Luke chapter 22, verse 26, he says, "But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves." So what's so fascinating about this Christian faith? It may be even hard to wrap, you know, your mind around with this faith that we're brought into is, you know, this family of believers that we serve with, we're told that we're to strive to be servants of everyone, most of all each other. Christ is our example, was a servant even to those he was considered teacher by. And more fascinating is that as we grow and progress in our faith walk, we should become more of a servant rather than less. We should be learning to sacrifice more, to give more, to serve more.
I just love how the kingdom of God is completely opposite of worldly kingdoms, which just feed our pride and just end up making us worse, actually. But I love it. It's whoever is least, and we are to see those who would be considered least in our culture as better than ourselves, and to humble ourselves and to serve those who we might expect to think highly of us. And we really need so much humility worked in us. Like, I just realized that more and more, like, wow, I need to be humbled more than I realized. Like,
she does.
I do. We all do. But this commandment to serve is not a commandment we ever outgrow. And we are never told that we serve until we get a church and call ourselves pastor or leader, whatever position you have, and then we start being served. And this, of course, doesn't mean no one ever leads and takes charge, but the idea of serving and the desire to serve others must be something we actively seek out and pray to not lose sight of.
Absolutely. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 24, verse 3 through 4. And it says, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully."
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 24:16. "For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity."
And I'll end praying for you, as always, from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.